Next, one of my personal storytelling heroes. Please put your hands together for Reeves.
Hello, Ann Arbor. I worked my way through college as a waiter. The last place I worked, this upscale bistro in Los Angeles, is where I met my oddest table ever, and I had a hex put on me. It's a Friday night. We've just opened for the evening, and two ladies walk in together. Two very pale ladies wearing very dark lace dresses. Whatever the plural of Stevie Nicks is, that's what we're talking about. I'm going to call them Black Magic Woman 1 and Black Magic Woman 2. They sit down on table 20 and they do not have a good meal. A lot of complaints with the casserole, with the herbal tea selection, and they are acting really spacey, but they're my only table at this point, so I do the usual. I give them, spacey notwithstanding, genuinely solid service. Still, when they leave, I notice they don't tip me at all. Yeah, they stiff me. Which, by the way, don't. That's no big deal. It's not even a bad omen for the night. I'm still gonna make great money this shift, right? So, you know, let's do that. Good 2 hours go by. The restaurant's really hopping now. I'm back in the prep area and the manager approaches me with this weird stern demeanor and he says, okay, buddy, hand over those keys. I say, well, what are we talking about? My manager says, I'm messing with you. Those two cranky ladies from table 20 earlier are back. This time, they say they left their keys behind and that you got them. They're telling me it's a key ring with a pewter Merlin figurine on it. It's not in Lost and Found. Do you want to talk to him about it? I say, well, no, just tell him I don't have their keys. And he goes off to do that, and I go off to do my job. I'm really busy. About 5 minutes later, I'm at the ordering terminal in the dining room, and Black Magic Woman 2 sort of materializes just right beside me. She says, you must listen. The reason we did not tip you is because we felt you gave us inferior service, but that does not justify you taking our keys. My friend is in communion with very powerful forces and you already have a hex on you. The only way to remove this hex is to return those keys. So I shoot my manager the save me face. He hurries over and Black Magic Woman 2 says, did you search this waiter's pockets? And I volunteer right there. Let's do this. Apron pockets, pants pockets, front, back. No keys. Black Magic Woman 2 consults with Black Magic Woman 1, comes back over and says, my friend has had a vision. And be aware, my friend has solved many crimes for the LAPD with her psychic gifts. She says that this waiter has put the keys in the trash can of the employee break room. Did you look there? Which my manager sort of jumps on and says, I didn't look through any garbage for your missing keys. But I tell you what, if I let you do it, are we good? Either way, you find the keys, you leave, you don't find the keys, you leave, and the women agree. And so my manager takes them both back past the salad station and the dishwashers to our grungy little employee break room. And I'm so curious, I pretend to get a cheesecake out of the walk-in refrigerator so I can witness this. Black Magic Woman 1 overseeing from the doorway while Black Magic Woman 2 paws through the garbage in the employee break room trash can. And this is where events have gone too far, have certainly turned uncanny, and where I have wound up truly uncomfortably edgy because I did take the keys. I took the keys. But when I took the keys, I had zero intention of keeping them. None, I promise. It's just that people stiff you all the time. And people leave things behind all the time. But never in my experience, both, like these ladies had done. And I guess I just wanted them to have to encounter me once more before I handed the keys over. Smooth and gallant, even. Oh, you're back. Bet you're looking for these. There you go. Drive safe was the plan. But when my manager approached me instead of the ladies like I'd been imagining, plus he seemed to be bluffing about something, I freaked. And I hid those keys underneath the trash can of the employee break room. 5 minutes later, I'm out there on the floor pantomiming innocence, and now I'm standing with a cheesecake I do not need. And I am shaking in my waiter shoes because it does not matter where you land on the intuition to superstition spectrum. Black magic woman one's coordinates are pinpoint. If black magic woman two lifts up the trash can, we will all see a pewter Merlin figurine holding a little pewter staff with a little fake sapphire at the tip. But she does not. And so Black Magic Woman 1 and 2 leave the upscale bistro, possibly forever. And you know who comes into the bistro? This is much later. Things have died down in the restaurant, in my rib cage. It's a Los Angeles police officer. He's got this warm, tolerant smile on his face. He says, "I know you know why I am here. I just need to hear your side of the story with this key business." So I tell him my side of the story, and the cop says, "Well, it's funny. I'm sure that woman seems pretty kooky to you, but I know her. We all know her down at the station. The stuff she does for us, it's amazing. I mean, she's not always right, but when she is spot freaking on. It would blow your mind, but it's not a science, right? So hey, try not to be offended." And I say, "No, I mean, yes, I will try not to do what you have said to be." And that was it. That's all. Half an hour later, we closed up the restaurant, and I walked with those keys just baking in my pocket to a bus stop on the corner, my bus stop, and that's where I put the keys. I put them right under an oleander bush. Those keys were not noticeable to the average passerby, but I hoped, I certainly told myself, they were obvious enough if you knew where to look.